CliffCentral.com.
Yes, good morning, everybody. It is Friday morning. The weekend is here, and we are celebrating in our own way this morning. The legalization last week, at least the part legalization, of the possession of marijuana by any South African over the age 18, as long as they're carrying about 3 kilograms or less.
Just less.
It's a lot.
Is it all a right. Clap now?
Yeah, no, let's give it a... Hooray. This is already more entertaining than the Kavanaugh Senate testimony.
Okay. Easy there, Mark Mdluli.
Mark Mdluli and Ria Betswe are here. They're from The Worst Guys, one of our shows here on CliffCentral.com. They do this every Friday. There's a lot of the smell of weed in the studio this morning. We've got two dudes here, Peter and Monet, who are going to tell us what is that that you're smoking there? What is that? What's that joint over there?
So what we have here is... tobacco blunt. It's a mixture between, well, the tobacco blunt is peach flavored. The weed that
peach flavored. It smells like normal weed to me.
I can pick up a peach top note there.
Yeah, so it's just the outside. And then on the inside, we've got strawberry banana mixed with a bit of chocolope. Am I right?
Wow, that sounds very interesting.
But a greenhouse.
All right, well, let me sketch the scenario for everybody so you know what's going on this morning. We have a thing here called Experience Fridays where we do a bunch of different stuff. We've done hublies, we got drunk, we had a wax, we had hot sauce. We've done a whole lot of different things over the last couple of months. And we thought, you know, with the celebration around the legalization of weed last week and the fact that South Africans now don't have to hide a habit that many people have had for a long time. Some people enjoy it recreationally, some people do it medicinally, whatever the reason is. Some people cough like Sia. And we thought this morning we'd get some cannabis, some weed, some MJ, whatever you want to call it, into the studio. And the guy who's very kindly offered his morning up to come and spend it with us is Peter. He's been speaking to us in email. And Monet is your associate here. You guys brought through very professional operation, I have to say. Right, Ben?
Gareth, I was impressed. Firstly, they were here before us, 5:25. Yeah. There's like a cooler box of edibles. Then they're the seeds, which is their thing. And these guys didn't ask any questions. Huh? Upstairs, like clinical.
Very good.
And then the worst guys just arrived out of nowhere too. I thought they were jawling across the road from the night before. Turns out they're actually here just to, you know, hang out with us.
And Ria is currently busy making his way through a significant-sized joint.
That's a baseball bat, essentially.
So, I have to tell you, I've just remembered why I fucking hate weed. It's the smell. No, I won't. I won't do
the smell that'll.
He's just sorry. He offered me a joint. I'm like, I really don't. It will stay with you.
Well, I just feel like it does sometimes.
I don't know. I mean, I know people who smoke weed and they don't smell like that. I mean, maybe while they're smoking. Ben's just taking a nice big puff. And this is, by the way, for Mr. Schmangles who sends us messages every now and then. Ben, are you all right?
No, fine.
I think we just realized a major flaw in our Experience Fridays.
Why?
We're all coughing like
people in the world. So Mr. Schmangles a while ago told Ben he had an ultimatum. What was it about?
The All Blacks, right?
It was about the Springboks, yeah. So I said the Springboks could never beat the All Blacks.
Yeah, you said it repeatedly.
And everyone did.
Yeah.
It wasn't just me.
Yeah.
So then Mr. Schmangles wanted to make a bet, and I said, look, we'll do whatever, because the Bucks aren't going to win. Of course they won.
Yeah.
And then as I sat down that Monday, the first message was, right, Ben, you're either going to smoke a joint or suck a dick.
Yeah. Oh. So you elected the joint.
Yeah.
See, the problem there was that
there
was you
no
were
dicks available.
Yeah, unfortunately, we ran out of dicks. So that's my joint. We had to go with the joints. So, Peter, just tell me how you got involved in all of this and what your thing is. And then let's not smoke another joint in here for a little while because it feels like we're hotboxing in my studio and I don't like it at all. Tell me where you're from and what you do and how you got involved with weed.
So we're from the south of Joburg. Mm-hmm. I think our involvement with weed started purely out of recreational use. I think we started smoking, and then once I do something, I completely immerse myself in it.
Right.
And I started researching the effects of it.
So for you, this was like a serious thing. You're not just, oh no, let's fuck around.
No, dude, it's dead serious. Once you've seen the truth, well, for me, once I saw the truth in what it can do for people and
sure.
how positive it is in the sense of very little side effects.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought I had to get into it.
Okay. And now you started this little business called Seedside. What is that all about?
So Seedside is a cannabis seed bank.
Oh.
We're a new company in the sense that we want to showcase that we've got reliable systems and a fresh perspective. I think there's a lot of people doing this out there.
Yeah, lots of people grow their own, but I mean, I've always wondered where they get the seeds. So how do you know what strain you're buying? And
yeah, exactly. So so that's what we're looking at is refining those things, is being able to say to someone, this is what you are going to be smoking, or this is what you want to be growing. Is this strain mixed with this strain? So that you know that we have purity in strains. We want to return to that.
Because, okay, as I understand it, there are two kinds of weed. And by the way, before anybody says, oh, we're just copying what Elon Musk did on Joe Rogan, we have very good reason in South Africa to be doing this at this time because of last week's news. So stick that up your ass if you're going to give me that. And by the way, I've never had any interest in smoking weed, and I don't even think I might do that this morning. I did take an edible at like 5:30.
Yeah, Gareth, if you go onto the Gareth Cliff Show account, you'll see the videos.
On Instagram, yeah.
If you go on through the stories, you'll see everything.
Hmm. Yeah, so they're all there, and you can go and have a look. So I took this edible. What are you laughing at? See, it's hitting your ring. Oh, Jesus, look at this.
Both of us.
And Nolo as well. Holy shit, look at you. So yeah. Sia's literally giggling like a mongoloid in front of me. All right, so we've got...
Okay, so we won down. We lost Sia.
Sia's gone, ladies and gentlemen. 12 minutes after 6 and he's already... What, did you want to say something, Sia?
Okay, I'm here.
All right, so there we see the pleasing effects of weed. So I just want to quickly get Mark and Ria in here. They host The Worst Guys here on cliffcentral.com. They are the worst guys.
They're also very interesting
gentlemen, these. You guys do this every Friday, so it's no big deal for you.
Yeah. We do it every day, all day, all the time.
I was about to ask, what is he referring to? Like a
Friday is every day.
Yeah.
All right. Well, in other words, do you think you develop some kind of resistance to weed in the long term? Like, Sia thinks this is the funniest thing ever because he doesn't do this all the time. You guys do. I don't see any effect. You're now currently with two suckers.
Yeah,
edible suckers.
You
both had quite a lot of those two joints that we had here.
Yeah.
And you took some cookies earlier or something.
Well, something like that.
To be honest with you, Gareth, weed works every time.
So what does it do to you? Because I took that edible. I took that edible about 45 minutes ago. I feel like I felt when I arrived here, tired and grumpy.
I don't think I felt the effects of the edible yet, but definitely the jay I've just felt, and it's like I just feel great. Honestly, it's almost like an uplifting feeling.
What does it do? Just it takes away that anxiety, worry.
It takes the edge off.
That to me would seem like a good thing.
Yeah, it's like coffee for me. Like, I know that might sound insane to people, but like caffeine is a drug, and you use that in the morning, and you're like, okay, I feel better once I've had a cup of coffee. I feel better when I've had a nice jay in the morning.
But like, when did you guys start obviously smoking marijuana or anything? Because like, I'm blitzed right now. I've had like two puffs and I'm a mess.
We smoked before we came, and then
I mean, like, when did you guys start, and like, how often were you doing it, and how did you get into transitioning of actually being normal?
For me,
you sound very normal about this.
The first time was in high school. I wasn't even aware of it because I had asked one of my friends for a guai in the smoker's room.
Yeah.
And he gave me this guai, and I can see it's been tampered with. And I'm like, okay, is this really a guai? He's like, yeah, just smoke it. Mind you, we're on the third floor in the back behind the showers with just grids underneath us, so I can see through to the bottom floor. I start smoking this thing, and I'm like, it's a Oshoki cigarette in turn. And then he just says to me, yeah. By the way, it's in my dick one. And I'm like, oh my gosh, bruh. Look down and I'm like, guy, can you please leave this place now?
It started tripping.
But my experiences afterwards just, it showed me the light.
All right.
Yeah, for me it was at a different time. I always thought, like, if you're a stoner, that's the end. Like, you've hit the bottom, you know. That's how I was like in high school.
I've never, the weird thing is, like, I don't really think stoners are at all a societal ill. I think stoners do way less damage than people who drink, than people who smoke, than people who do much more hardcore shit than that. I've never seen a headline like Stoner kills 20 people or Stoner
mobilizes mob.
We're peaceful people,
right,
bro.
Right, exactly.
And it's something that
Stoner mobilizes like, mob.
I used to see people who could smoke and function and be like, whoa, how do you do that? Like, that was the goal. But you know, one of the things about it is taking away that whole idea of, oh, I'm getting high, I'm smoking, and just letting the effects take over you and feel that, enjoy that.
Again, I find this so fascinating because my heart is racing now like I'm at a rave.
Yeah, chill.
You guys, you're totally fine. You're just chilled and you seem capable of stuff. Like, can you actually function? Could you ever smoke before work and do like a proper day of work?
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like, somebody asked me, like, at work, because I was doing some crazy shit, because I was functioning on another level that they could not comprehend. And
so were you doing really amazing work?
Yes, outstanding work. And sometimes they were like, are you high? And I'm like, I stay high.
Yeah. No, for real. Like,
all right.
You can get into a zone. You can get into a space that you recognize, and you're like, okay, cool. Especially creatively. I know this is all one right. of those cliches, but really, it does have an effect.
I could see that. So Peter, just come up to the mic here quickly for me. You've been doing this seed bank thing for how long?
Well, we've been the seed bank thing. I would say we've been working on it for quite a number of years.
Okay.
It starts as any good or bad cannabis story starts, by one guy growing one plant and realizing that he might have something going here.
Okay.
And that was what happened. One of our founding partners, amazing grower, he found his green fingers basically.
This is a special line of horticultural activity that we're talking about this morning. So tell me quickly, it's all THC, right? That's what you want. You want the buds?
Yes.
With
yes.
the THC in them, so from the female plant.
Well, the thing is, we specifically only sell seeds. So we grow our plants to only produce seeds.
Oh, right. So you'll have, okay, yeah. You actually want the fertilized, okay, I got you.
Yes.
In other words, by the THC then probably goes into, it's broken into other compounds that do things for the plants that can have more seeds.
So there's many different compounds within the cannabis plant.
Mm-hmm.
I think there are 80 cannabinoids alone within the cannabis plant.
How many in Ben right now?
Jesus. Enough, right?
You're feeling it, Ben?
Yeah, I'm looking at... Guys, I'm having the worst feeling here. This is why I told you this is a terrible drug for me. My heart is absolutely racing. Everything's a bit of a blur. A lot of
blur. Okay, so Ben, we kind of provided for something like that. There's this remedy that someone told us about.
I feel like I'm giving weed a bad rep here.
No, not at all, man. Like, that's my big thing. I never want to push people down. Like, if you experience what you want to experience. So there's, you take... I bought some lemons, fresh lemons.
Yeah.
You cut the lemon, we're going to squeeze it for you in a bit of
wow,
in
how
a glass
useful.
With some cold water.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're also going to take some honey with some medium warm water.
These all sound wonderful things.
And you just mix it together, and once with that will just balance everything
honey out. Honey and lemon water.
Yeah, man.
Hmm.
I honestly, you're the science dude. Like, I don't know exactly specifically why it works, but I heard it from a very knowledgeable dude.
Mm-hmm.
Something about unweed. It works. Clearly concocted all that.
Yeah, well, for sure.
Yeah. In case you've just woken up this morning wondering what the hell's going on, we are doing our Experience Fridays this morning. First of all, we've got the worst guys here, Mark and Ria, and we've got Peter and Monet, who are here. They grow plants for seeds and then sell those seeds, and you have a seed bank which then allows people to choose whatever strain they like.
Yes.
And you guys are very particular about what kinds of plants you're growing, right? So you've categorized them very carefully. How many kinds are there?
How many kinds in the world?
How many seeds variety? How many varieties of plant are you able to provide?
Well, at this moment, we've got three solid strains that we're working on.
It's
more of a bespoke.
So you really are like you're very focused on making these extraordinary.
Very much.
Okay, I got you.
We followed some good processes, and we've got a nice selection. We specifically chose specific strains with each other.
Okay.
To make the best possible plants.
Well, guys, you tried it now. You just had a bit of a joint just now. What do you say, Ria? What would you give it out of 10?
Honestly, I always give weed 10 out of 10.
Lady.
Like, what did it do? Elevated me. So 10 out of 10.
But any criticism, any comments from you, Mark?
Well, so far it's a very head high. Like, I feel it very much in my head, which is dope. I think when the sun comes out, it'll feel much better. We should definitely open the blinds and, like, chill out a little bit. But I also started to feel the effects of the edible now, actually. I don't know if you guys feel it too.
And what does the edible do to you?
It's more calm high, you know what I'm saying? It's more, way more calm. You're like, it's way more calm. Like, that's all I can say. Because the weed high is, it's all in your head. You're like, oh shit, what's going on right
now? So you guys didn't make the edibles, but tell me where they come from and what how it all works.
So the edibles are from a company called Canapop.
That's cute.
Really awesome group of people. Uh-huh. I mean, we spoke to them yesterday and they got this ready.
That's very impressive. There were little lollipops, little peanut brittle. Sia, you had some peanut brittle, right?
Mm-hmm.
How are you feeling, Sia?
Great. Well, okay, no. Let me be more eloquent about
it. Yeah, let's hear this.
It feels...
Uh-oh.
No. It's odd because at first it was like this intense sensation.
Yeah.
And now I really, not even wanting to sound like this stereotype of a high person, I understand what you said, Mark, by saying it's a calm high.
Yeah.
I think
it's
way deeper.
It's subtle, like,
isn't it?
Yeah.
It's very deep.
Ben, you look like you're suffering there. What's going on?
Again, I'm fascinated by all these lovely words, like subtle and chilled and so great.
But I think this is why people also keep quiet a lot of the time, because it's very introspective.
You got it.
You're like, oh.
No, you're just talking shit.
Ask the soul questions.
All right. So, in other words, no useful answers from anyone in the last round for another 10 points. Let's start again. Just quickly tell me, with edibles and with smoking stuff, are there any other ways that you can prepare it? Are there any other ways that people like to imbibe or consume?
Gareth, I mean, there's such a massive amount of ways to
like,
consume.
Is there weed chewing gum? Is there weed?
For sure, man. We've seen weed. The Listerine strips that you would have.
Oh, the Listerine things. It's like a breath mint type thing.
Yeah, so it's strip, like a sheet thing.
Yeah, yeah.
That in America, that you use that to microdose.
Okay.
Put it on your tongue and that shit goes...
It just dissolves and then you releases these into your mouth?
Very quickly, yeah. It's much quicker than, let's say, edibles, because edibles still need to go through your metabolism.
So do you think that there could be a market for that here?
I think a lot of people are underestimating the African market.
Sure.
Let only the South African market, but the...
Yeah, but if you could make these things, if you could bring them into the country or manufacture them here, you'd be on a way to obviously making a great success. who's going to make only 5 rand out of something like that, right? It's going to be a win.
No, that's the thing, and I think that's one of the biggest things for us is we have day jobs, but we can't wait to be able to.
You emailed me, just to let everybody know who we're talking to here. So Peter emailed me a while ago. You had some event on last weekend. What was that?
Yeah, it's a event called called the Green Sesh.
He had to think about that, and see, I had to think about whether he's going to laugh or not. Okay, this is what happens when you put a show on weed, and everybody's Ben's moving around a lot.
I'm back.
Are you sure?
I'm looking at you thinking, like, if this isn't kicking for me, this is the stupidest thing ever. Now I've just got strange people around me.
You've become very poetic too, Ben. Nolo, how about you? How are you handling there? Nolo's laughing at backside. Nolo, get up and come to the mic. Nolo, come over here. Are you crying or laughing? Are you having fun, Nolo? Oh my god. I'm going to impose a routine ban. Nolo is laughing, for those who are wondering. She took it. Nolo walked in. She didn't say hello to anybody. She walked straight to the table, picked up a monstrous... It was like a muffin.
Oh, you got the big chocolate muffin.
No muffin.
No muffin. All right, no muffin. Okay. All right, listen, it's coming up for the five things you need to know. There is actually news going on in the world. We're going to get to Ben's sport. We're going to talk to Sia. And said by Sia, we'll take your calls, 0861-555-189. Tell me what is going on. And we'll also, obviously, keep bringing you the experience Fridays. Are you all right, Nora? She's having an emotional reaction. All right. When we come back, then, we'll get stuck into all of those things. And we've got the Burning Platform today. So loads of things to talk about, lots of things to get into. And we'd like to have your input, too. You know what to do. Give us a call. Tell us if you think Ben's, Ria's, Mark's, or Sia's laughing was the best explanation of what is going
probably
on.
Probably Sia's.
You ready to go with Sia? Sia, you managing there?
Uh-huh.
All right. I can see this is going to be very productive. Oh, hang on. Something's going
what's
on.
What's going on?
Yeah, what's going? What is going on? Something playing in the background. If you hear a whole lot of coughing and you don't know what's going on, and the show seems like it's a little chaotic this morning, it's because it's our Experience Fridays, and we brought some weed in here, a dude called Peter and his colleague, Monet, that's right, I almost forgot there. So he and Monet, they came in, I did forget there.
And not M-O-R-N-E with the Beyonce thing.
Oh, not?
M-O-R-N-E. N-A-Y.
Oh, okay. So no Beyonce, Monet.
Yeah.
I got you.
What's it called?
So as I was saying... Okay.
Never mind.
So what we did this morning... Yeah, Nola, we'll come to you in a second. what we decided this morning is we would, at 5:30, we would take a little edible. Ben and I had a little piece of chocolate. Not insubstantial, I'd say.
Yeah, it was like 10 grams.
Yeah.
The chocolate.
And then Sia had a peanut brittle thing. It almost broke your teeth, but did it have an immediate effect for you? Or, like, is there something now? Is there anything going on?
Okay. Nothing from when I first took it to, a little after six. Okay. I just felt nothing at that point. I was normal.
When you started giggling like that just now, what was that?
That felt... Do you know? Okay, no, really.
You're right.
It makes sense in my head right now. When you get drunk, it's very subtle and
underlying buzz.
No, it's like a excuse me.
A lot of coughing here.
It goes up slowly as you get drunk. You can feel yourself getting to this climax, and you know. But that was that same journey or that same route just happens very quickly.
With weed.
Yeah, it's like a sharp high.
Okay. And Nola, you were also completely beside yourself when we came to you this morning to find out how you were feeling. You started laughing, and then you were sitting there just like breathing and like, I don't know what was going on. It looked like you had an episode. What's that?
Bad Idea Friday.
Oh, no. Come on. People are enjoying this. I'm getting messages here from everybody. Inachi says, hello. We've got Clever Kid going, wake and bake, ladies and gents. Good luck with your trip. We'll see. Ben, you're a man of your word. Respect to all freaks, man. Peace, says Mr. Schmangles. Your debt is seen to, Ben. You don't have to panic anymore.
Yay. Very good.
You don't owe Mr. Schmangles anything now. All right, so Nola, we haven't had your answer.
What was the question?
I want to know how the whole thing went for you, where it went, whether you started laughing at that moment earlier because something popped into your head. Like, I need to have an explanation.
You guys are just being funny, man. You know.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Nola. one or two. Really, this is abysmal. One or two of the things in the news that I think everybody's going to be talking about this morning. First and foremost, in America, the Senate hearings going on for the confirmation of a judge that Donald Trump wants to put on the Supreme Court, and the Democrats are kicking and screaming. There's a lot of noise going on around them. They've found, or a woman came forward. I don't want to make it sound as contrived as I think it is, but there we go. I've betrayed myself already. They found a woman who had accused him of 35 years ago, all three of them, him, his friend, and this girl, drunk, things happened. She claims it was real, you know, like an incident, a molestation. sexual aggression on the part of both men, and she had a very emotional few hours of testimony in front of the Senate yesterday. A lot of people on social media are jumping to her and saying she's a hero, we're so proud of you, you're so brave, and she's explained why she didn't report the thing immediately and why she's come forward now. It's all been quite harrowing for both Judge Brett Kavanaugh, who's the man accused of having made these inappropriate advances, and her, obviously. Not to mention all the people watching it who it no doubt will trigger in some way. So that's what's going on in America. Here in South Africa, a lot of people talking about, did Cyril lie when he told a reporter at the United Nations that there are no farm murders? Did he lie? Is that a lie? And obviously there are people arguing on both sides of that situation. Then, in other local news, because there is quite a lot going on actually, it turns out, I see a big fight between Malusi Gigaba and Reedy Tlaabi. Reedy, who is not afraid to engage in battles, particularly with politicians. By the way, I am feeling like a bit of dry mouth.
Yeah, like I'm very dry mouth right now.
And that's hideous to listen to, so let me take it. Everybody gets treated to me drinking water this morning. Happy Friday. Ah, good water. So, as I was saying, Reedy Tlaabi started commenting on Malusi Gigaba and that law he made, that stupid law that we talked about the other day, which makes it so difficult for people who are traveling with minors to travel into South Africa. Reedy Tlaabi inferred that the way Malusi Gigaba jumped to with this legislation made her think that it had something to do with his own daughter being taken somewhere by one of his ex-wife's relatives. Malusi Gigaba exploded, said, Reedy Tlaabi, don't talk about my daughter or you'll see how I can, you know, sink to your level or something like that. And Reedy hasn't backed down even after that. So I think that's probably the most important stuff for a Friday. We are going to do the Burning Platform a little later on. We're going to have Canthan Pillay join us to comment on some of the stories in the news and give you some idea of what's going on. First things first, though, we've got to get to Ben and the sport. And this is going to be Ben's high sport this morning because Ben has been very worried about the next 5 minutes or so.
Very worried. Very, yeah, sure. Just go with worried.
Apprehensive. By the way, bada bing, bada boom. By the way, Bitcoin trading at $6,697 and Ethereum at $229. Not the worst day on those markets. All right, Ben, what do you got for us?
Okay, so the Ryder Cup last night was the opening ceremony where there's obviously a bit of song and dance. They had the Kaiser Chiefs, not so great. And then that's some French woman talking about everything is going to be okay. It was a very odd kind of musical ensemble. But then planes flew over, teams got announced.
Was Adele there accompanying her husband? Was the old lady who...
Yeah, old Tommy's mum, she was there. So it was a pretty dire thing, which then led to the last 5-10 minutes, which is all about who's going out in the Friday four balls, which is this morning. Now, the four balls is where you play the same ball. Sorry, you play... What's happening?
Well, he's got the giggles again, and wants to know what a four ball is.
Okay, so...
He thought it was like if he gets 2 tea bags at the same time.
That's some mental arithmetic there. So the four balls is the guys play both each other, or they play their own ball, and then they get the best score for the hole between the two people. Four sims, you play the same ball alternately.
Sia looks like Roger. At the moment, he's buckled over, he's laughing, he thinks golf is hilarious. This is the first time that Sia has found golf this entertaining, Ben, no matter how hard you tried. All right, what else you got?
So, So this morning, 8 o'clock, so it'll be about just under an hour and a half, we've got the Friday Four Balls, Rosenbaum versus Koepka and Finau, McIlroy Olsen versus Johnson Fowler, Casey and Hatton versus Spieth and Thomas, and then Molinari Fleetwood versus Reed and Woods. So it's going to be interesting to see because you've got the most popular player for the Americans, Woods, and then the least popular player, Reed. Remember the guy who kicked his family out of the US Open?
Right.
So that is today. That is this morning of the Ryder Cup, and it'll be like that for the next 2 days. Four balls, then the foursomes, and then Sunday we got the singles.
All right.
Now, Steve Hoffmeyer well, he creates probably the biggest rugby anthem in this whole country, right?
Which one is that?
The Blow Bull song. In 1997, he came forward.
Blow Bull, yet me find he flew it off me.
Exactly.
Something like that.
He came forward to create this anthem in 1997, but now he says due to politics, it's not being played at the games. So Shanel Mangaru, who's the spokesperson for the Bulls, said, no, we haven't banned the song. We just don't want to play it before games anymore. We want to kind of change it up a bit.
Yeah.
It's still going to be played. Steve's like going on about the fact, like, I won't be a Blow Bull supporter anymore because of this. And then it's probably just bad communication there. So if you do, I don't know, if you do love this song, maybe fight for it. If you don't love the song, it's an interesting thing because people don't want to be part of Steve nowadays, but he sang the best anthem for them.
Yeah, look, listen to Steve Hofmeyr at your peril.
Yeah. Well, and I guess those glory days of Bulls rugby are long, long gone anyway. Paul Pogba, he is still seems to have some sort of, I don't know, childish bust-up with Jose Mourinho. Yep. Jose Mourinho will always try to play the big man card because he's not a very big man. And Pogba, well, he's a rambunctious talent, I would guess. He's still early.
Rambunctious
talent in his prime of his life. So how this is going to play out? Well, the press will speculate all day on this, but who can really afford Pogba? Kind of like after what is, again, ill-fated stint here, because of course he played there when he was much, much younger, and he thought he'd come back, but now it's still not going so well. So I forgot the question to myself, quite frankly. Let's move on from that story. The Vox are playing.
Going very well.
The Vox are playing the Aussies.
Going very well this experience.
Never doing
Friday.
This ever again. The Aussies obviously are here for this weekend's game, and the Vox are going to play them in PE. Yeah, PE. Sure, Chesson Colby, he starts, as does Sikubuzo Notche, and it looks like Tendai the Beast and Tawariwa. He will be the starting loose prop with Stephen Kitsoff coming off the bench for him there. It's a bloody strong team, actually. And Pollard and Pfaff are going to retain the 9-10 combination. Be interesting to see if there was ever another chance that Rassie could have maybe tried Junchies at 10 and Pollard at 12. But obviously, you want to stick to what your plan is of rotating players and giving them all experience prior to the World Cup. There's also MTN 8 final this weekend. So SuperSport United will be taking on Cape Town City. First chance of silverware for Benny McCarthy this year, I think. I don't know. That just sounded like a line I should have thrown in to make it sound like I cared about the story.
This episode of Baked on Air is brought to you by Bakers.
Yeah, there's Premier League football. That's always good. West Ham are hosting Man United at 1:30. Where's the big game? That's the one. Chelsea versus Liverpool. There we go. 6:30 South African time. You can watch that on Saturday. But it'll be mostly just golf, golf, golf. The Box are at 5 o'clock on Saturday, and then MTN 8 as well on Saturday, but that'll be at 7, like I think I just said.
All right.
That's it for your sport for the first and last time on weed.
There we go. At least you've done it, Ben.
Sorry, did I just talk for 27 minutes?
No, a half an hour. You were off. You were off by 3.
Sorry, guys.
All right, it's time for Said by Sia. How are you feeling, Sia? Are you?
Great, thank you.
There's a haze in the studio that will not go away. I've opened the windows, turned on the air conditioner.
We've had some water.
There's this dank haze in the air. It's awful, and it stinks.
Oh.
Ugh. Okay.
Well, hopefully the good news.
God bless you guys.
Inspiring.
God bless you guys who enjoy weed so much. The smell, I could never.
No.
I couldn't handle it. Never. All right, see ya. Sorry.
Hopefully this inspiring news will get the dankness out of your view.
Bring it on.
Okay. This is a crossroads between good news and also saluting all those in science, because now the world's first ever hydrogen-powered train has just been launched for commercial use in Germany.
I just love the way your voice is going. Carry on.
This is just another great victory towards being...
Oh, God. Great. Here comes the word salad, everybody. This morning's word salad is... Ben had the baked sport. Sia's word salad is brought to you by the same sponsors.
I could cry. It's called. Oh my gosh, it's so great.
He's acting.
It's called the Cordia.
The what?
Cordia?
Coradia Island passenger train. And it was developed by Rail Transport Company. It's called Allstorm. And they can now travel for about 1,000 kilometers.
You're going to lie down for a little bit.
It uses... Okay, here we go. It uses special fuel cells and different elements into being very sustainable. So the company actually says around this, specifically designed for operation for non-electrified lines, it also enables clean, sustainable train operation while ensuring high levels of performance. Get the gist, right?
Mm-hmm.
A sustainable new train travels really fast. It's
green, we like that, especially on the Experience Fridays.
Oh, well. That's just it by Sia for today.
Okay. Nice. Very, very nice. Well done to Ben and to Sia. Very professionally handled. We will do the burning platform at 7:30. That's where we're going to do it. Not at 7.
Oh.
Burning platform?
We're doing it at 7.
7:30. I've just changed.
Oh, okay.
You saw it was an executive decision.
Sure.
Now everybody's been part of our meetings here. All right. So we're gonna do that later on. We've also got George Meany popping by right at the end of the show. So loads of things to keep you busy, all over the place here on Cliff Central. We are doing Experience Friday this morning, and the dudes Peter and Mornay came in here. They've listened to us for a while, and they brought in. They run a little seed bank. They brought in some Canna Pop, which is like a cute marketing name for edibles, little sweets and things, and chocolates and all kinds of things. And then they also brought some weed, which the guys proceeded to light up and smoke, which we did this morning. If you want to hear what happened, you just wait for the repeat. You know how that works. We also put out podcasts straight after, so you know how to get that, and you don't have to miss a damn thing. They also brought these guys, by the way. They didn't just bring all of that. They brought snacks. They brought like a remedy for Ben, which was hilarious. They brought T-shirts for everybody. It's very, very cool. Ben, how did the remedy go? Are you feeling any better?
Not so great, Gareth. No, then I've been given a chocolate, which has now made things race a bit more. But I'd just love to know this whole thing about the whole chilled thing. Is it a personality thing that makes you see or do stuff like this? Like, maybe I'm just very hyper right now, and that's what makes me feel like this.
Ben, you are like Ryan Reynolds right now. That's straight out of one of his movies. I don't know how to make sense of that. So, guys, how are you able to function? And something like this one little chocolate that I had this morning has a fairly – I mean, I can immediately feel I'm out of control, right? And it doesn't always sit well with me. This is kind of the reason I've managed to avoid this stuff. I do like being in control, and even a slight slippage of that starts to bother me. How do you work and live having that feeling all the time?
Well, it's basically you have a high tolerance. You smoke almost every single day, so it doesn't become a thing. It becomes a thing where it just calms you down.
Yeah.
But the thing is, it's also not just THC. There is a medical side to it. So people that don't like getting high can use CBD.
Yeah, that's the oil that they reduce it out, and then they take away the cannabinoids, right?
Yeah, it's a compound inside of the weed. They decarb weed, so they basically put it in the oven for a certain amount of time, for a certain amount of degrees,
mm-hmm.
and it burns off a compound so that it activates that natural compound, and they make it into the oil, extract the oil.
The worst guys are also in the studio. Aria Betze. Behave yourself. They just went. You went to the shops to go and get a whole lot of food.
Yeah, man.
Is this the routine? Is this what you guys do? I mean, like, you go out, you get the food, then you sit at home, you chill, and you know you're gonna end up hungry at the end of it.
Well, basically, man. I think it's I just realized that you guys are gonna be hungry, and I know I get some munchies when I smoke, so I just thought let's munch together.
He's very responsible.
Yeah, he really is.
Peter's the most responsible weed guy I've ever met. He's not untidy. He doesn't have long, dirty hair. He doesn't smell. He doesn't he doesn't live under a bridge.
I'll take that, man. The thing is...
It's a good thing.
I appreciate that. I think that's what we're trying to showcase.
Yeah.
Is we are functional, and we do take the name Stoner on board. We wear it with pride because we are functional stoners. Yeah. And we want to provide for those people. We want to also give a good perspective of the alternative side of the cannabis community. We want to show the younger people that we feel them. Like we want to package things that are appealing to all kind of people.
Mm-hmm.
Especially as Morena said, with the medical side of things. We want to make sure that the older people also feel comfortable with
If they've got a terminal disease, or are you talking about the people who treat themselves medically with that stuff, or are you talking about the people who have a problem with it?
No, well, a bit of both. I think the people, they're one and the same. The people who want to treat themselves with it, and then the people who still need to treat themselves with it. We just want to change that.
So you think it's something everyone will eventually have to try and they'll have to use because it can do so many miraculous things?
Well, definitely. I think that's the thing. We're kind of on that place where we know it's the truth. So we just want to package things in a way that people are comfortable with it.
All right. What's Sia looking so paranoid for? You all right, Sia? What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
You having a chocolate?
Oh, my goodness.
Don't you find it's hard to eat chocolate now with a dry mouth?
No. everything is more intense, so the taste is great.
So are you your first time edibles attempt?
Second.
Oh, okay. And the joint? Because you seem to know what you were doing until you started coughing.
I can probably count on two hands the number of times I've been high before.
Okay. Two
hands, yeah.
Second time edibles, and throughout everyone's youth, you always try puff a bit. But I've never ever
inhale. Refer to it as puff.
Well, okay.
When
inhale,
was your
smoke.
Youth?
Exactly. Waistcoat times. But I've never got high. I just kind of zero to this is a bad idea.
Ready?
Yeah.
And how are you feeling now? Bad idea?
Very much in that part of the scale, yeah.
Okay. So it doesn't work for everybody.
No, but that's the thing. That's where the medical part comes in with the CBD. You don't feel...
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I'm taking it the wrong kind of way then.
Yeah.
Which one is the chill one? Which one is the excitable one? Sativa, indica, how does it work?
The indica is your more sit-at-home type of thing. I can go to sleep and that type of stuff. Sativa makes you creative. Like, it's a more functioning type of a house. So you smoke a sativa before you go out or something like that.
Okay.
So you don't fall asleep.
Can you tell by looking at the plant
which one
you're dealing with?
Indicas are short and fat. There's actually a third plant. It's called a ruderalis. Mm-hmm. It grows in, like, colder regions and things like that, so that it grows really, really quickly and it flowers quickly.
Yeah.
And if you cross that with your plants, you make an auto-flowering plant. But you can see them instantly. It's the indicas are short and fat. Mm-hmm. Sativas are really long and skinny. The colors usually grow on the actual main stem for sativa.
Mm-hmm.
And the ruderalis is like, it's basically 5 to 7 leaves, and you can spot them out. It looks like ditchweed almost. Like
okay.
A really bad swazi almost. Yeah.
Do that? Can you grow the stuff anywhere? Does it need a particular climate?
It needs to be in a sunny, warm climate, good humidity. The African climate is the best place for it, in my opinion. Inside is a very, very difficult thing. If you can do it, it's cool, but it's not really cost effective, and it does get expensive after a while.
Okay. Anybody know of any enormous greenhouses people have built in their back gardens and things like that? Because we obviously, you know, up until last week, it was illegal to do this stuff. Certainly to grow a huge quantity of it. Now things are different. Do you feel that your ideas are now being liberated, that you guys are going to be able to participate in the economy without having to hide what you do because it's an illicit substance?
Well, very much. I think the one of the biggest things, I think you've said it, and a few people have said it, if once you start making enough money to pay a big amount of tax to the government, you kind of made it. So... we're very excited to make a massive amount of sales as we grow and as the market grows, to be able to pay those massive amounts of tax, to be able to truly give back to the country. And I'm sure with the amount of tax we can get from this industry, I think it's one of the only things...
Sia's <Sia's> laughing again. What's going on, Sia?
Do you want some water, dude?
I just want to point out that when I was pitched this idea by Sia and Nolo, I thought, yeah, you know what? That's a good plan. I don't know that I agree anymore. Spongile walked in earlier.
No.
And she walked in and she went, what's that? She opened all the windows and looked very, very unhappy. Celeste is shaking her head. What? Yeah, it's everywhere. She says that it's like a cloud everywhere. So we're going to try and disperse the cloud. We're trying to get ourselves together. We've got much more still to come, including the burning platform. We've also got George Meany popping by. Loads of good stuff. Don't go anywhere. CliffCentral.com.